going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steelers much more likely to trade back in this draft than trade up in this draft, at least according to them. Although, as our good friend, the bald Chris Mueller said yesterday, no general manager has ever come out and said, yeah, we're going to move up. No one ever lays those cards on the table. It's always, yeah, sure, we could move back. We'll get into that. Pat Bostic is going to argue why that might be the smart move for the Steelers. But how about the Diana Russini report that the Steelers are at least in talks with the Atlanta Falcons about potentially trading for Kirk Cousins? That guy stinks anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a good player and made a lot of money for a long time. Obviously, the injury took an already immobile guy and made him pretty much a statue. And he just absolutely fell apart down the stretch last year. Final six games, 1 touchdown, 9 interceptions. Mason Rudolph's a better player right now. Mason threw 9 touchdowns, 9 picks, and stats aren't everything. But Mason Rudolph is a better player today. Agree? Disagree?
Agree.
Than
agree.
Kirk Cousins? Yeah. I mean, he can move around a little bit. I don't know that they're actually interested in Cousins. I think it's more, hey, Aaron, get your bleep together. Figure your life out. Or else we're going to have to go with plan probably Z mm-hmm. in this instance. Mm-hmm. I think that's one arrow that they still have in their quiver. If we got to put pressure on this guy, obviously the draft isn't going to do it. Because Shedeur Sanders, Jaxson Dart, Jalen Milroe could coexist with Aaron Rodgers. Kirk Cousins obviously would not.
Look, we know how Mike Tomlin operates. He has a high respect for players and teams that he coaches against. You're trying to tell me that Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers coaching staff are going to want to trade for Kirk Cousins after the first game of last year and what Kirk Cousins did and what they did to Kirk Cousins and how he played? You saw him up close and personal. That's why I think that they like Aaron Rodgers a little bit, because he's seen him up close and personal so many times. But you saw what you did to Kirk Cousins in the first game of the season last year.
Beanie Bishop did pick off Aaron Rodgers twice.
But he's played well against them a lot. Right. You think that...
Including the Super Bowl.
You think that the Steelers won the Kirk Cousins that they played against last year?
No, it's why a lot of people said Kenneth Gainwell's here because he was so good against the Steelers with the Eagles last year. No, I think you're right. I hope you're right. I hope I'm right. And that it's not
sense.
A real interest in Kirk Cousins because sweet, sassy molassy, that guy stinks.
There's just so much like gamesmanship and smoke thrown out this time of the year too that you just have to be careful what you believe. And don't think for a second they're not planting this stuff with people too in order to put – I just don't think you're going to pressure Aaron Rodgers right now. There's nothing about his interview with McAfee that told me he's in any rush to do anything. in a short order. So, I mean, again, he's got all the cards, and you're not going to move him off that.
I agree. I think they are trying, but I'm with you that if Aaron Rodgers says, I am making a decision for a long time, no amount of prodding is going to get him over the finish line. He's going to come to that decision whenever he does.
And they want four quarterbacks. So even if they draft a quarterback, when they draft a quarterback, they will draft a quarterback this weekend. They will draft a quarterback at some point. It doesn't matter. Aaron Rodgers could still be here in June. It doesn't make a difference. I don't think they would look at anyone they would take. Knowing how the Steelers operated with Ben, with Kenny, that they're going to have a day one rookie starter this year. I don't think that person exists in this draft where they're picking and with how they've operated. So I think plan A right now is Aaron Rodgers is your starting quarterback in September. Period. End of story.
The only one who...
Unless he decides not to, and that's his decision.
Correct.
I don't think they're going to bail at any point.
If Aaron Rodgers decides not to, they are going to go with Mason, even if they draft Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart.
Right. I'm with you.
Yeah, that's what that history would. History is going to repeat itself with that.
The only one that people seem to think is NFL ready, who's not even a first round quarterback, is Tyler Shuck, because of the age, because he's worked with so many systems.
Yeah. Do you believe that?
Yeah,
you saw him up close personal.
Yeah, no, I think so. I would say there's one more that's more NFL ready, and you guys are going to look at me like I
have. Wait a second. I want to guess.
Milroe.
What?
Listen to me for a second. They're going to be if he's available in the one of the reasons I would go back in the second round, I would try to get two picks in the second round because he's going to be there probably. And you get a running back there for value. There's this D line depth in this draft is crazy. Milroe athletically is ready to play. I mean, I've seen people say he's the best running quarterback to come in the draft ever. And with what they want to do and what they did with Fields last year, I say he's NFL ready for a package. Not to be the starting quarterback, but they could start a game with him at quarterback and run the ball and have him do things. I mean, he's Cordell Stewart in that way. Probably more athletic, quite frankly. I mean, he's a freak.
Yeah, he's a freak.
Wow, this whole Milroe thing is starting to come to light a little bit.
Mm.
I don't think you take him at 21, though.
I think they might. The intel that I got before the show, Pat, is that, forget Cam Ward, but everybody else, they believe there is one franchise quarterback in this draft. One. So, like, if Shedeur Sanders gets drafted by the Saints and darts there at 21, they might not like him. They might not take him. If it's Dart at 9 with the Saints and Sanders is there at 21, they might not like him. This whole thing might be a smokescreen. There is one guy they view as a franchise quarterback.
Milroe. You know why they view him that way? Because they're looking at Lamar Jackson every week, twice a year. That's why. I mean, if you look at Lamar coming out of college, there's nothing about his passing ability that like people were raving about. And the same doubts, maybe not to that extent, because of what Lamar did it all at Louisville. And Milroe's got everything around him in Alabama, so you expect him to be more consistent throwing the ball. But like as passers, they're comparable coming out of college. And there are people out there. I mean, he's more physically gifted. He's stronger.
Ugh.
He might be just as fast. I don't know if he has as much wiggle. Jordan, you'd be a better evaluator than me.
You're a good wiggle evaluator.
Yes.
But like...
Tommy Pham was wiggling something last
night. But what doesn't make sense to me then is like... I would have gone back... Like I guess it was Justin Fields' decision not to come back to Pittsburgh. But I would have prioritized that from day one, made it known to the world, and then you have him and Milroe, and you've got two quarterbacks that play the same way.
I think that might have been the plan. From what Art said, they want the same type of quarterback, backup,
right,
and starter.
I just don't think they handled that the right way.
Right, they definitely did.
They didn't give Fields the love.
Right.
They expected Fields to come running to them, and guess what? That ain't happening. It ain't happening with Rodgers. It's not happening with Fields. The only guy that was happening with was Russ. And they tried to ice Fields out, and it didn't work. But like you're going to have Milroe, Rodgers, and Rudolph. You got one that's 41 that can't move like he used to. Mason's a statue, and you've got the most athletic quarterback in the, like, it's the most awkward, you know, quarterback room maybe in the league.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Albeit for me to correct a quarterback expert, have you seen Mason Rudolph with the goatee, though? I think there might be more superpowers within Mason. He looks like a totally different cat. Hmm. Slimmed down.
More typically, when you go with a goatee. I think he's just wearing a different superhero suit.
Typically, when you go with the goatee, you're getting slower. Like, it's kind of a dad look. I know he's not married, but, like, that's typically not, like, that could be proven right. Maybe Mike Vick had a goatee at one point, but he would be the exception to the rule.
What about a beard?
A beard's different. A goatee is a very, like, you know, like, eighth grade baseball dad, spitting seeds.
Oh, man.
You know, right?
You have that pegged.
Yeah, you got a seed stuck in your goatee.
What do you guys make of the soul patch?
See, that's like 90s grunge to me.
Jason right? Mackey was a 90s grunge
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, no question.
You ever see that?
I would peg Mackey as a huge Pearl Jam guy.
Big time.
Is he?
You guys, yes. But everyone in sports media loves Pearl Jam.
Not me.
I like one song.
Why don't you like Pearl Jam?
Why do you think I don't like Pearl Jam?
Yeah, I know where this is going. Let's keep...
He led it there.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. If you like, I'll tell you this.
Man, I'm getting convinced they're going to take Mill Road 21.
Me too.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I was already starting, coming in this morning, I was already starting to get a little convinced because we were messing around yesterday and I just threw it out there just to mess around in our group chat. And then I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hearing all these things, let's connect the dots. And it's.
I don't know what to do about the quarterback mobility thing, guys, honestly, because Mike Tomlin has talked about it so often that you know he hates playing against quarterbacks who can move. Thus, you would think he likes quarterbacks that can move. And yet, they're going after Rodgers, are now rumored on Cousins. They have Mason Rudolph. They had, and he could move a little bit, Russell Wilson last year, who was preferred, obviously, to play over Justin Fields because they did play him over Justin Fields. Like, we have heard a ton about Mike Tomlin and quarterback mobility, and none of the roster moves, apart from Fields, have really reflected that.
What if they are like, I mean, it's kind of, if you can't beat them, join them. What if they're looking like, we're going to take a little bit of everybody. We're going to have two receivers. We're going to pay two receivers like Cincinnati, and then we're going to get the quarterback like Baltimore.
Yeah, well, I mean, Listen, they've run up against it with those teams for how long now and gotten beaten by them when it mattered for the most part. And, you know, Lamar Jackson's a multiple-time MVP, and he's gotten much better as a passer.
Oh, my God.
And that, again, is a case study into quarterback development. Now, that we can go into a whole other topic about how quarterback development is going to happen. I think Arthur Smith will do a better job with that. But, yeah, if you said, like, who's the most day one ready? And you were like, because athleticism is an equalizer at that position. It is an eraser. It's dangerous at times, but with how they would use it and the blueprint that's in the league right now with Lamar, Milroe's athletically day one. He's a man. He's day one ready that way. Now, passing will take some time. Passing will take some time, but you know they want to run the ball.
You've got DK on the outside that can kind of mask over some of those
Yeah, just toss the ball up. It's that simple.
I'm not ruling it out.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.